Okay, let's push up and see what we could. Okay, so the pasuk by Shail that says, "By Levim Ola Yishal, and by Levim Ola Yishal," that is a tour Zini Shmira called "By Levim Ola." Different tunoim, there's conditions that have to be met in order to qualify and have the ptur of Baal Avimai. But Lomaisa, Dosas Klal, as the din of Baal Avimai is Mavur in the Gemara, applies to all Shemrim. Yeah? By every all the Shemrim, we learn that the din of Baal Avimai, either from a Hekesh or a Mamatzinu, we learn that the ptur of Baal Avimai, even though it's mentioned by Shail, it's going to apply by all them. It definitely applies by Einus. Definitely applies by Gneva Veda. The Shaila is whether it applies by Pshia also. It's Machlikis Amiroyim, whether the Ptur by Levimo applies by Pshia. Halacha Lamaisa, we pass in that we're going to see Halacha Lamaisa, what the Sarah by Levimo by Pshia is. But Lamaisa, what Lamaisa we do by Levimo by Pshia, it's Machlikis Kipshuta, we pass in. Taisus brings down we pass in by Levimo is a Ptur even by Pshia. There's a Shita Sarambam that says Yechai by Levimo by Pshia, because Pshia is Kamazik. It's a whole different thing. So Mela, you're not a mazik of that, is not potter, and that's where a lot of the raid is in exactly what the Rambam meant when he says she is kamazik and fakir. The mashmois the bukhari, if she is kamazik, the Baal Avimah should be potter, should be chayiv, and we find the Rambam himself potters by Baal Avimah. Okay, that's for a different time. Lamaisa. What's the reason why Baal Avimah is potter? What did Ilum tell? Ilum has a pshat why in the world Baal Avimah should be potter? Yeah. Why would Baal Avimah be potter?
What you said? You never had the Umar. What would you have said?
why in the world should you be potter? You're Baal Avimah. You're a shoyel. You're high for Einsam. What in the world? Why? Why? That's because I gave you a drink of water. That's going to potter me from. That's going to potter you from Dina Einsam. What's the pshat? So Lamaisa, it's not so pashut. What the pshat is? Can you learn it's a zersakos? So the mashmais of Taisus is in certain places that the Baal Avimah is zersakos. Is this in shatan? Why Baal Avimah is potter? The most famous pshat I think that they say over why Baal Avimah is potter is the pshat of the chinuch. The chinuch says the reason why Baal Avimah is potter is because when the Baalim is there, so the Baalim themselves can watch the chayfets. So even though Lamaisa Shaykh Baal Avimah, even without the Baal working with the Chayfetz, like the case of Rava, Ashkai, and Maya, but the Torah, there's a light plug in the din. And since very often the case of Baal Avimah is where the Baal help out in the Shmiras HaChayfetz itself, some of Melon, that's what you're doing. You say, please come and help me, do something with the Chayfetz. So then in those cases, the Baal are also watching it. So it's Kilu who never left the Baal Jeshus Lashmira. So in Melon, the shayl or the shem is going to be potter from watching the chayfet. That's what chinuch says, and we spread it into all cases.
Because we the das fine.
Is that what you mean?
When he's there, he understands. He's not even mechayv because he's there.
Okay. The sikhona says the pshat is in Baal Avimah that since his kir vadas varaya, he decided he's doing the shayl a favor, so it's mistaver that he would give it over bliach rai. So they're so close that I have a right to ask you a favor, ask you to work for me, and not only that, but at the same time as you're working for me, you're also lending me something. So if I say you're such good friends, so it's mistaver that he's going to have you from achrayus, right?
But what about the case of skewed? Baal Avimah is also mitzvah.
That's true. In chanan, you're right. You have to say that the same side of heart. There's a could be a light plug.
You don't always meet somebody.
That's true. We're just trying to be matin the dvarim. People make nafkaminas of Hebrew's time. And the Rikanti says that the pshat is that since the Bailam are there, some amela we say mazel the Bailam gara, as long as the Bailam are still involved. Mashen kein, if the Bailam aren't around, so we say it's mazel the shayel is there in the whole thing. Okay.
Just in the beginning, the whole time.
Right, just in the beginning, that's enough.
Right, from the beginning.
So what else you can say that there. Since he's a lot of times he's there the whole time, so maybe they weren't machalic and the Iker Goyrim is the Shasta thing. Okay? There are those that make nafkaminas, kibshuta is just time of the Kra, and if anyone gets a chance, they'll see the Mari Brunas as a different pshat. But the pshat is that if you're working for me, then it's like you're my Evid. So he says an Evid, an Odin is never chayv anything to an Evid. So right, you're working for me, so you're working. So Mamela, it's not shaykh that I should pay you for something that happens to your chayfas. You have no mitzvahs without me. That's what the
Rav
Yehuda
says. The Gemara, which Masechta, right?
That what?
Which Masechta?
Which Masechta? The Rav Yehuda.
What is Mashmoy's over there? You and my other, I'm your other. Who has the right to do it?
Right. So that's all. The Rishonim talk about if each one, if they can only decide b'shutfis. But Lemaisa, if the Rebbe can decide or the Talmud can decide, and the whole the story is a whole different story, then you're talking that I'm controlling you. Okay, there's big machlokes v'shainim, nachar v'shainim, machlokes apayskim, the Shach and the others, whether there's a din shmir by Ba'al Avima. What do I mean to say? That even though there's a p'tur by Levima, does that mean that does that mean you're potter from watching the chayfetz, or it's just a p'tur tashlumim, right? So the Shach says that you're pashut, the Shach learns that you're not a shemir b'chlam. The Ba'al Avima is a p'tur shmir legamri, and Mamela you don't have to wash the chayfetz. But a lot of achrayim hold not like that. They hold even though there's Ba'al Avima, you still have the din shmirah. It's just a p'tur in the tashlumim. What?
Really, really,
I have a shmir. Because you want to know if I have liability? Chavdish can liability. Yeah. Okay. So that's the basic hakdama to vayla v'imah. The Shulchan Aruch here goes through some pratim. What are the pratim in vayla v'imah? There's a machlekes in the Gemara between Hanuna and everyone else whether the din of vayla v'imah is the whole time or not. So the Gemara comes out of Ochel Maisa, passing finger a tiny kavasi not liquor of Huna, Riven Nuna, and Mamela Gemara says there's in Gansan Tali on the Shas HaSheila. As long as the Bailum are Nishal at the time of the Sheila, then that's what's going to be Kaver, whether it's Bailum Vimai. Masha'en Kain, and it can be in two different Eifanim. Either the Bailum is doing working for me before I borrowed it and then I borrow it, or at the same exact time the Bailum is working for me as the same exact Zman as the Sheila, then the Halacha also is going to be this Din of Bailum Vimai. But let's say I borrowed the Chayfetz, or I'm watching the Chayfetz, and only afterwards the Bailum does a favor for me, is working for me, then there's no halacha of Ba'al Avima at all. That's the first tanai in the din of Ba'al Avima. There has to be the b'shas she'ila, even though it's not going to be there b'shas the even and akadekach that the Ba'alim don't have to be there b'shas the etzem ayinus happens. The second thing is it doesn't have to be a malacha that you're doing with the animal or with the chayvitz that you're borrowing, even though it's something else. That's also enough to go ahead and say this the din of Ba'al Avima. Like Rava said, Ashkai Maya is enough of a siva to be mechayiv the din.
No,
it doesn't have to be Eisei Malacha. It doesn't have to be Eisei Dover. It doesn't have to be anything. As long as you're working for me, then that's enough. Now there's a shaila. What is Gairin the Sheilas HaBailim? You know, the Din HaBailim Vima, I asked the Bailim to do me a favor. At what point is it considered like they're working for me? When the Bailim agree, is that enough? Or they have to do more than that? So there's a steer in the Gemara. So the Rosh's bother with the steer in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that you need, Mitzadefa, the Gemara is Mashma by Saper Masa and Umne. And all those things that is tali and idan evidatayu. It has to be while they're working. It has to be during the sashivat amalacha. The beginning of this gemara, in the beginning of the parak says bailam ba'amira. It's mashma that amira is enough in order to shach a she'ela mitzad the bailam. It's considered bailam vima already mitzad amira. So what's the story with that? So the Rosh says amira is kind of makes an in between case. He says where the bailam already mechin umatzvenach from maleches, so that's already enough to be called. That it's considered Ba'al Avima, even though they didn't actually work for you. That's already enough to be called Ba'al Avima, even though. So Amir, he says, Amir comes out Amir is Lav Dafka, just because they agreed to work for you, it's not enough. But you don't have to be working Mamish either. As long as you're getting ready to work, that's also enough. Besides that, Mavur, like we see Clark, that the fact that a person should to work for you at this time, you know, is you're at his beck and call. Because you agreed to work for them, and right now is his man avayda for you to work for him. Even though you're not working the pile, that's also enough to create a Ba'al Avima. Only so it comes out that, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that once we're extending the din of the din of Ba'al Avima to a case where the Ba'al Avima is being mazmin umeichen atzum aleches to work for them. That's number one, right? And number that's for sure enough. what the Rosh brings out in this passage in the Shulchan Aruch. And the second of all, if they're meshuvah to work, that's also enough, even though they may not be working right now doing anything but pile. The Shach says that when the Rosh said his din, that it's enough to be mechin u'mazmin atzmon aleches la'avid, it's enough to create a bailavima, it's not to the exclusion of Amira itself. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says Amira itself, if the mashal or the baal bailam of the chefetz agree to work for agree in principle to work for the shayel or for the shaymer, that's enough already to create a bailavima. Unless, like the Sna says, you ask him to do a malacha yedua, a certain malacha, and or you ask him to work as the Vesesis said, zman yedua. So then you're saying that you don't have to work for me right now. But if right now he already agreed in principle to work for you, so then that's enough already to be considered to lock him in. So it's machlokes the shach and the shach passes not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says the Rosh says not like the Shulchan Aruch, but not like the Shulchan Aruch says. And even though the Shulchan Aruch says you have to actually go ahead and start being ninar leleches in order to be considered by Levimai, the Shach himself holds Amira is enough. Okay, that's the basic story over here with the etzem zmanim and the malacha that has to be done with Baal Avimo. Besides that, shaitan in the mission already that it's not only limited to she'elas ha'baylo. It's also enough if you hire the Baal to do something, like Rebbe Levinson mentioned before, that even if you hire him, it's enough to go ahead and to create a Baal Avimo. So there happens to be a very very common case that is a big shayla by Levimai. I'll give you the example that the Pesach spoke about. Avol mikzeh yikach chochem v'yosef. That this applies in many other cases. The case that was dealt with was a case where someone's computer was not working properly. So he brought it to the computer technician in order to fix. Okay.
Nico, Morris.
No, that's a different child. That's a no. So in the meantime, while the thing was getting fixed, so he needed a computer. So what does the computer technician do? He gives him one. He gives him a computer. Lends him a computer. You have it also by rental cars. You give the car to a mechanic, depends how big the mechanic is, right? Gives you a rental car. So not just insurance companies, not as nagaya. But this is pretty common with the computers. That's pretty common. A lot of times the computer stores, they have a lot of computers they rent out anyway. So while they're fixing your computer, you can rent a computer. You can borrow a computer during that time, whatever the upmach is. If he started working for you already, he's working for pay, that's Socher Bailov. He started working for you, fixing a computer. If you borrow a computer from him, rent a computer from him, you're Pater.
You got this to start working, or
else
the person
is
working,
that's enough? It's enough, you hired him already.
Amir is enough.
Yeah, if here's the son Amir, you hired him, he's already hired to work for you, he's Meshubit to work for you, he's Meshubit to go ahead and do the job. So that's a classic case of Bailov Ima. If anything happens to the Chayfetz, even if it's a Pshia, your
pot. And listen, he says come back in a week, it'll be done.
He's
not going to start working until maybe 7 days from now.
Fine.
He's not sure to start now. He has 7 days to do it.
No, but during this time, as long as if he says I'm not working for another 4 or 5 days, that's one thing. But he said he's working now. I hear. You can clarify maybe, but I still think since he's hired to work for you during this time, so Mela it's going to be an issue of Baal Avimai, and the Mela anyone that has this type of work business that they fix something even for pay, and they lend things out to cover it, to cover the tzairach of the consumer, is going to be a bayah by Levi. So what are you supposed to do?
Let's just make two things. It's like two different businesses.
You don't need to do
it. You can make any time you want.
Oh. You can't. What are you saying? Your answer doesn't work. What are you saying?
What I'm
saying.
Yeah.
No, it's not true. Even that is the malacha. It's before the Shonar passings that it's even leishna hayim of leishna hayim malacha shel davar shol leishna of malacha acher. It's not mishaneh.
Even a cup of drink.
Yeah, shkayin maya. That's the biggest fry. Shkayin maya is enough to create a Baal Avimai. Doesn't have to be working with this thing. Doesn't mean this thing, huh?
Man.
So tonight, so okay. So let's talk about how to get out of it. Well, my style is Mitzayim. The sugya of tonight is not so much here. It's machreinim. It's in machreinim reisad yalech. It's a huge machlekes machreinim. Whether tonight helps by a mesim asim alacha. Why? What's a shiver? Because mesim, there's no shimer that's chayv by mesim asim alacha. Right? All shimer are potter by mesim asim alacha. So everyone is masking if you do a special kinyan to be mechayv in a mesim asim alacha, then it's going to work. Like you said, kinyan will work. Without a kinyan, since it's nachiyuvei shmirah, there's a huge discussion in the achrayim whether that's enough to work. There's a ksais and there's an asivis and there's a kiva eger. The machlik is achrayim whether that's enough to go ahead and do it. Once there's a big machlik is achrayim, whether kinyan works in order to be mechayiv, that means in order to be mechayiv the guy, even if something happens to the computer that he borrowed, falls and it breaks b'pshia, right, or gets lost or stolen, and k'pshuta you mechayiv. So it's Zavar Pashut that if he borrows it, even if he borrows it on Tanai to be Mitzchayiv, unless there's a special Kenyan, then he can always patter himself. So the question is what to do.
What's a Kenyan? What's that? It's not
a Kenyan.
There are Kenyan to
Mitzchayiv. A Kenyan to Mitzchayiv. That's the question. How do you make a Kenyan to Mitzchayiv?
Because make an agreement.
You need a special kinyan. No, you need a special. That's not a bazund or a kinyan. That's what Yishayim is saying. You need a special kinyan to be mischayed more. According to those achrayim that say you need a special kinyan. So how do you do that? So
the gartel, all these famous gartel.
Yes, with the gartel. So that's what I'm saying. So every computer technician has to have a gartel. Saying that
have a sutter. Yeah, at least a kippah.
A yarmulke. Yeah. Yeah. So that would work for sure, but I don't think the minigai wants to do that. So the shayla is what to do. So lemaisa, if you sign a contract that says this, so then you'd be chayav. That's a separate kinyan. That's for sure. You signed the contract.
Even though you think you're signing a contract based on the original.
Doesn't make it no. But lemaisa, I signed the contract and it says in the contract I'm chayav for everything. So then it's too bad. Right, when you sign a contract, it's tonight should have a moment with a kinyan. The shtar itself is a kinyan.
If you worship a company. Meaning, you're hiring a company.
So it's all zayin.
As valuing, you're not hiring the boss. You're hiring us.
I hear you're a shliach, so it could be telling the shalosh shliach.
You're saying the company is a huge company that does
right. Car
rentals. Right. Mechanic. You're hiring one of the guys.
I'm
just saying you're hiring the company and the company.
So shalosh shliach. The guy that's working for you is not to buy them, right?
No.
Right, so yeah. This is also suffering. You also suffering the Gemara.
What about customer service? You had a shayla, you walked out of the car, there's a car.
What happened?
You rent a car. What did they drive out of the parking lot.
You drive it out
of the parking lot. The guy does it because it's only cars that can bang up with the car, so they drive it out of the parking lot, then they give it to you.
Right, okay.
Is that considered any value that they started working for you?
That's a good challenge. We'll talk about that maybe.
And if they say not,
right. I hear that challenge.
Even after they went out of the parking lot, they suddenly saw your suitcases, they opened up the trunk and put it into the trunk for you. Is that a lesson giving you a change?
That's better. That's for sure, value. Driving out of the parking lot, I'm not so sure. We'll get to that.
But he says customer service. Is that considered customer service?
Is that considered customer service or doing it for themselves? That's the shadow.
If they're doing it for themselves.
They're doing it for themselves so their car doesn't get ruined.
Maybe. No, I'm saying, putting the suitcase.
Suitcase for sure is not looking right.
But you know, it's customer
service. But it could be you rented it already.
Right, you're in a hotel
room. That what?
You're renting the room and having it.
Yeah, but you rented it.
So you get the key.
It's not true. You rented it right away. You give the credit card, either you can say you get the credit card or you sign the contract. That's when the steers is called Kinneret.
Right?
That's when the case
stumps. Also the workers
But also there, it would be be'etzem a shiloh shlichus of vayil v'yimon in your case. I would say so too, but I think also over there, the shlichus is chal before they do anything for you.
No, when you get out the taxi, the guy comes with his luggage thing,
you know? Yeah, but you rented the room before. You don't get your credit card before?
You're not paying to get it.
Make a reservation.
No, they
give away credit card.
Yeah, but they don't think for them to get that.
Uh-huh. So you didn't make a Kenyan b'chol. and they're already helping you.
And they take your stuff out of the bag as well.
But they have to be helping you b'shas t'sheila. That means that the guy has to be standing there with your suitcases while you're renting the room, which is what they do, right?
They do.
They stand there. They put it on the cart. Then you go check in, and they bring it with them, right? That's how it goes. Yeah.
Whatever.
No, Sardis is not enough. It has to be that b'shas t'sheila. So if they're working in the Hanami, it would be totally the shadow shlichus by Levima, because Lamaisa they're not the person that's renting the room. They're shliach of the person that's once renting the room. And no, but there's something in the Gemara that since the Torah is mas, so the Gemara says shlichus ma'adim. The Gemara clears the shadow. So Gemara says what's it? So Taisa says what in the world the Gemara shaylo. You say shlichus shalom kmois v'chol Torah kula. So Taisa says since it says the word Bible of Imai twice in the parasha Bible of Imai, so maybe the Torah the makvid that should be dafka the person himself. Okay, that's a middle to suffix. It's a suffix in the Gemara, so it's a suffix in the Dina of the Gemara. Suffix in Allah. Suffix in the Dina.
Potter.
Potter.
The
Muslik is Potter. So with their claw, that's a shayla. Okay. So yeah. So what's the eitz nachamo? So what's the eitz over here for this type of thing in order to get yourself out of Bailu Vimai? So he said in order to really get yourself out of Bailu Vimai, you have to make a kinyan. In order to be yetzer zayin, all the achrenim what they say. So how does this make a kinyan? So if you sign a contract, then that's fine. You sign the contract, you sign your life away. That's why by the rental cars, it's not really such a shiloh. There's a lot of when you sign that contract, you're being mishabed yourself to tanashe b'mamon to everything that the contract says. So Mela, you can say all you want that the guy's working for you, not working for you. You're not going to be potter, because again, they're tanai. The tanai that you're signing on is that you're chai for anything. Akin and kach, that people the all the shilas that come up with the rental cars are really no shmacha shilas, because what do they say? They say, well, I got a scratch, so I'll peep the entire. If the car has a scratch, especially if there's other scratches on it, you're potter, because they're not going to really fix the scratch. You know, you see something. The car's not worth anything less, and they're not. It's not able to sock it.
They don't really care,
huh?
They don't really.
They don't know that it's not able to sock it, especially since a lot of the cars they have in the film places are really they're not in such great condition. The body. Right, I don't know if you rent. You rent cars ever?
Mm-hmm. No. Over the place the more than us, because the people don't mind to rent the car or not. But it's not helping.
Right, Avada. So I'm trying to say. Yeah. So in the middle, everyone comes and asks. They say, I got a scratch. Did this happen? This, the other thing happened. What am I mechuyev to do?
But they're going to charge you $750 for a scratch.
Right.
You have to tell them.
We have a machlokes afreidim, you have to tell them. Kishuta you do in Eretz Yisrael. You're masik someone. Not only that, could be in America too. You're masik someone. Why in the world don't you have to tell them?
Because it's
$100
masik.
It's
not going to fix
anything.
They don't care.
No, but that's what they're trying to do. So everyone asks the shayla, and I tell them, tell me what the contract says. It doesn't make a difference whether al pidin the shach will tell you that you're putter from paying, because it's not something that's dakel l'sak and the value of the card is going to go down. So a melech mamonoshach, the halacha is going to be that you should be potter and paying for the hezek. But Lamaisa, you signed the shtar there. If you make any hezek, and the fee, you know, and you sign off of it when you rent the car. It's not a smachta.
If you make such a tonight, are you considered a
smachta?
That's a question. I mean,
extortion.
No, it's considered gazela on.
Yeah, you were machayev yourself.
No, machayev yourself $150, but somewhere $150, so it's gazela $150.
You're machayev yourself, whatever their hashar is.
You machayev, it's not a bet in a shabbos $150.
Since Thomas Chayev, no, but I thought the shabbos was you're being machayev yourself. It's still a ma'aseh mahezek. It's just a zochiyut tashlumin. So the part is, I'm saying that for this ma'aseh mahezek, I will pay. So I'm not sure if it's not, it's just someone that's private in the loft. I don't think I feel like that's what it is. Anyways, I tell everyone that, what am I supposed to tell you? They always want to say, so the machlik is achroinim that I'm talking about, when you damage something, really, see, the etzim, and if it's a goyish car rental, well, you have a right not to know, tell them, if you're a mazik, the thing. If you're a mazik, a goy, what's a halacha? If you're a mazik, a goy, what's a halacha? If you're a mazik, why isn't it mazik? Of course, it's mazik. So it depends what happened. If you're squeezing through somewhere and you got a scratch, then you're the mazik. If it was parked and someone banged into you, so then he's the mazik. But
you're a mazik.
But it doesn't make a difference, because the tanai was, you're right, in that case you weren't a mazik. But the tanai was, you'll pay for any hezek.
I don't think it was a few damage cars. Any damage that they find,
right? Oh, So there's some agreement. No, doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say that. No, but what's the svara? So they say that when you bring the car in, so the guy gives the walk around. Do you know the walk around that they give after they give the car in?
Yeah.
You rent the car? Sometimes?
Of course they walk around there. What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Levinson, you know what I'm talking about?
I think
they do a walk around. They do a walk. You rent the car, and when you take it out, then you do one walk around, right?
You are the owner of the store.
Both of you.
Both of you.
They go together.
You want to make sure they don't make up anything.
You want to make sure they catch everything. You want to make sure they don't make up anything, right?
If exactly. Smart, you take a picture beforehand, and
you know, whatever. You walk around with them. Sometimes at night, there's just complaints. People always complain that they missed this, they just didn't see that. So you walk around when you go, and there's a little car picture of a car on the contract. And the X is wherever there's damage, and when you bring the car in, he knows that you didn't do it. So let's say he X different things. But the
mic side.
You make sure you make
it. He gets a copy, you have a copy.
Both
have a copy.
Both
have a copy. Huh? He's an expert.
So you have to know how to draw the X a little longer.
There's different things that you can do. What you can do is you can try to make sure only to scratch the car in the muckum where there was an X already. That's also Nata. But anyway, so the shaila is, when you bring the car back in, so they do the walk around again. So let's say you know you got a scratch, but after they walked around, they didn't see it. What does that mean? So the cat always was a big proponent of saying that
there wasn't mazikin.
That if you weren't mazikin, then you're pater. Why? And even if you're mazikin, the pshat is that they saw it and there's a mechila.
They were mechila.
That's Rabbi Kaplan.
He's not violent. He's enough for sure. He's a messenger.
Yeah, he's a chroy on this. Yeah, he's morsha.
He's
morsha on this, on deciding. They send the Arab. He's morsha on deciding what's considered a hezek, what's not. So there's some achrayim. There's some achrayim. Not only Rabbi Katz, though. Not only Rabbi. If it would be just Rabbi Katz, I'm not sure what I would say. That other achrayim that agree that once you go around with him and he doesn't catch some hezek, then you're potter. Because you have said an ashay, I don't need to go this far. You have to say mechila. That is mechila. So let's say that no, he missed it. For a very zam baichol, it's mechila betoys. Right, that's a shah. So lo yadei ba lagid
b'tzar. Shmer say mechila betoys. He sees the paper. He sees the car.
Yeah, but you know they're in a rush. They look around.
And it was angle. You know, he's noticed from the same angles.
Yeah. There's different things. All different types of shahs. And this would have been again mechila. You know, if they messed up. If they got caused the hezek,
there was a death and they didn't catch it, so they can say it shouldn't say mechila b'tzar.
That's a shaila.
The mamash death,
I'm talking about a death.
Mamash death.
It should be mechila b'tzar.
Yeah, because the death is shabbat.
But why did they catch it? They didn't see it. They saw it. It's nicker. It's
clear.
Listen to Rabbi Katz. Katz will tell you.
Okay, but if you might call death in your car,
no.
So
there's a big difference because these cars are so thin. You blow on it, and that comes.
So then they're all up. So
they are very, very stressed cars. They feel hollow.
So the fact is,
they just popped it out before you went, and it's susceptible to have it happen again.
All the heroes have
to happen again. They popped it out, and they popped it out of the back into the place.
So then
what happened?
Shine. Lemaisa, there's a Michas Chinuch that says, if you're Mazik, go to your potter. But Kinnurin is a Daxi Yochid. We don't find anywhere that, and no one else says.
Sure.
Bona Mazik. I'm talking about Adama Mazik. The Shah was Adama Mazik.
No?
I don't understand. You're not going to steal from a guy.
Car is a shark.
Because Adama Mazik. We pass the cars of Adama Mazik unless it's sitting still.
Why is Adama Mazik? You didn't damage it.
What are you talking about? You push the gas pedal and that's Kaycha. What are you talking about?
No, you didn't push the gas pedal. Someone else pushed the gas pedal and came to you.
Fine. Then you're not a mazik. I'm talking about where you were mazik. Where you're not a mazik, so then it's not mitzvah tonight that you would have to pay or deal with the person that paid it. Nothing more. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. Forget about this thing. So, anyways, that's why I stay away from answering shaila about rental cars.
What's your feeling to when?
I always tell.
What do you do?
What do I do?
You ever had a scratch and then I missed it? What you doing?
I don't recall.
You don't ask a question. Come on.
I don't recall.
You always know if you see a scratch. You see a scratch. You don't.
You never scratch a car in life, right?
Never scratched a car? I'm
totally not sure.
I just write letters.
I don't remember. I don't know if I ever scratched it.
First of all, you don't have to check it. If it's sketchy, don't bother with it. Any day on the shop.
Most of the time, if you were parking and there's a scratch somewhere on the bumper and you never noticed and nothing's garnished, and then you give it in, so.
You never know.
Anyway, the whole thing bothers me because Lamaisi, you signed the contract. What are we supposed to do? They check on the car?
I've done it when the mom said a little. They went on top with a tail, and the guy went under. Is it for that 90 seconds, 2 minutes?
You stood under with the car?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it was a longer rental, it wasn't just a weekly rental, but.
Because they could go over both big
cars. You know why?
You'll find the scratch, like, right next to the car, you'll find, come out every single car. And a lot of times you don't look at it first, you don't know.
You checked under the car when he gave it to you?
No, he said, hell, never.
I did the car before
you got it, I never experienced it.
Anyway, Lom Shana, it's crazy, the Shilohs. Every summer you get nailed to the Shilohs. The guys are machutz.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's
over. You heard it's true?
That's all today.
He
knew?
Did you know? What? You have an Israeli license or have to be out of the country for 1 or 2 months a year in order to rent a car.
Okay. And we have this AA, this foreign license thing, so it's going to work? Mm-hmm. Something new, recently?
Yeah. Okay, fine. So what is this to take care of the Bible of you, Mike? So one thing is to sign a contract. I don't follow them sign a contract. So there is someone that says a davar mechodesh. And it gets back to the old thing that we said. Let's say you have a big sign in the store that says that anyone that borrows or rents a computer is chayiv for damages to the computer. What's the story with that?
Right.
So you're taking it off tonight. But you did make a bazook, but what? So what's the oneness? He wasn't masking. That's always the old problem. That's the shaykh. So someone, one of the places can say that that's enough, because of Anashach. You're buying it up tonight, you're going to be chayv. So on the tzad, you don't need a kinyan. So you took it up tonight, you're going to be chayv. You took it up tonight, without it, you don't need a kinyan. On the tonight, according to the sheet that say you do need a kinyan, so then if you don't pay, you're a gazel. So if you don't want to be a gazel, you should pay.
If you don't make a kinyan, so what do you mean? What are you gazel? You didn't make a kinyan.
No.
You hire yourself.
Stan, you're borrowing without permission. You're using without permission. That's the part. Anyway, okay.
The sign was always a complicated challenge. We didn't even know if the guy saw it.
I know.
Does there actually be sure that he's been shot or something?
Right. There's another halach over here. It's called halach. How you're supposed to get the guy to go work for you. So the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a couple time places where you're talking about the Bible, even if it does work for you. One of the main places is before the Gemara that if he did it for the tailus of the animal, for tailus atzmai. So even though he's doing something that's helping out the Shayal, it's not considered Shaylov of violence. Shulchan Aruch says, Hishulei behemte yizkir lei lemasli. Falachim ol lesado latino. And he went with him in order to help the animal, to support the animal, and to load on the animal, Shaylov of violence. That would be considered Shaylov of violence, because he's helping out the Shayal. But if you're literally Yosef HaMasli, if you go there in order to make sure that he doesn't overload the animal, ain't that shame of the violin. That's not shame of the violin, because he's doing it for that for himself. He's not doing it for the shayl. The only time the Rishonim went up this case, that the only reason why, the only time it's going to be shame of the violin, it's only if he's working for the shayl. If he's working for himself, even though he's doing something that Derech Agav is helping out the shayl, that's not considered, that won't be considered a shame of the violin. That's why if you say that, for example, let's say the guy wants to show you how certain things in the car work, right? He's lending you his car. He says, "Here's the car. Here, get into the driver's seat. But let me show you how to turn on the lights, how to do this, how to do that." So that's the question is whether what would that be considered? That's you working for the shayla, or he's doing it in order to make sure that you don't get into an accident, that you don't break the car, that you use the car in the proper way. So it depends why he's doing it. If he's doing it in order to make sure that you use the car in the proper way, it's not going to be considered shayla bialim, since the avoida that he's doing is avoida for himself.
So the same thing when he puts the packages in the customer service.
Why?
You rent the car, they take your suitcase, it's in the trunk for you.
No, that's why? No, that's for you. No, I don't think so. That's mamish for you. That's not to protect their thing. I don't think so. I don't think that would be called for themselves. Customer satisfaction, I don't think, is called for yourself. Customer satisfaction is to make the customer feel happy. It's for the customer. By definition, that's for the customer. By definition, that's for the customer. This halach over here, this kapaskin, is where he's doing it mamish for himself. And derech agav, there's some hanal that the guy gets.
What was the case of where it was for yourself? What's the example?
So one of the examples of the case of the Ravia was in the Gemara, in the Shetagoy Sashri was, where he holds the saddle in place in order to help the guy mount the shuk. So Rashi Yachivli. That's what the Ravia said. There you're potter. You're also helping him mount the animal in an easier way. But since the real reason why you're doing, you don't really care how he gets on the thing, you're doing it in order to make sure that the saddle is in the proper place and doesn't move back and forth and hurt the animal, hurt your animal, so it's not going to be considered by Levim, like, even though he was nishal to the guy to help him out do this type of thing.
Same idea with overloading, because technically speaking, if you overload and touches it, then he's going to ruin the animal, but you're not going to get to your destination. It'll be in the middle of the highway, it's like without gasoline.
Right, so that too. If you go there, if you load something, if you're there and you help him load the things on, or you want to make sure that the weight is evenly distributed, so that type of thing would not be considered by Levima, because the reason why you're doing it is in order to help yourself. Okay, there's a big raid, about in the Achronim. There's a truth from Moshe about it, and there's the Rigayim about it, and a truth Shai about it, about the case of. It's Nagea now also, but it was much more Nagea in the past. The stories with the story of the Balagola, right? It's Nagea now too with it. It could be Nagea with any truck driver. It could be Nagea also. But the Shaila was that you hire a Balagola in order to transport your stuff to the Mokum HaShuk, right? So the Bailim went together with the Balagola. So in the middle of the road, the merchandise got stolen. The Balagola is a seicher. So the shaila is whether the Balagola is chayiv or not. Well, no, since the Bailim was there from the shashayla sitting inside of the thing, so the mail it's called. It would be called by Levimai. What's the halacha in that type of case? Or if the Bailim is together with the truck driver in the truck, would that be considered by Levimai or not?
Why not?
Why? Because the Bailim. So Ramesh has a chuv. So it's a back and forth. So Ramesh has a chuv about a chesh mishpat siman ayin. This is the
chuv. For example, one problem that he gives you a ride. It's called by Levimai.
If he gave you a ride before, but at the time of the shashayla and echanami, why wouldn't we buy one of him? Who's in the favor for
who?
Who's working for who?
Who's the buyer?
The shomer is the movers. So where's the bialim doing the favor for you?
No, the shomer is the mover, but the bialim
is watching the stuff also.
He's getting a free ride to tell him. So
he's watching the stuff. He's not. So that's the first thing our Maisha.
Right.
That's the first thing our Maisha says. Our Maisha writes that it's never pashut. The Balagola is just transporting the thing. He's not really watching the chafatzik in the back of the thing. He never was mekabel shmira on the thing. That's not step number one. Step number one is the Balagola mekabel shmira when he goes and takes it, or no? Since the Bailam are there, he's semach on the Bailam to make sure to watch it and and they'll let the Baalim be the Shemra on their own thing, and the Baal Gadol is Pater Lagami. So Rav Moshe wants to say in this case you're going to be Pater anyway. I know there's other friends who say not like that, but Rav Moshe wants to say not. But Rav Moshe has a huge site. Rav Moshe wants to say that the whole din of Baal of Imai in this case over here, meaning this case, so the other reason to pater him is because it's not, the other reason to say why it's not Baal of Imai is because he's watching it for himself, right? The owner of the merchandise is watching it for himself. He's not watching it for you. He's watching it for himself to make sure that nothing happens to the chayfas. Maybe that's not a din of Baal of Imai. That's what.
It's you're going to rip him off, so like in top of the mover. Right?
Whatever it is,
definitely for himself.
Right. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you. He's not doing it for the Baal HaGolah. So that's why one of the rabbanim wanted to say that you don't have a patur of Baal of Imai here, because Lamaisa, the owner came along for the trip in order to make sure that nothing happened. Well, he's doing that for himself, and that's his halacha. Halacha of the Gemara, the Ravia, that says if the Baalim come along and working for themselves, it doesn't have the Maila Baalim. Right? That's what the Shoyl wanted to Taina and say in this case of Baal HaGolah, it's not considered Baalim. So Moshe is a big issue in this halacha. Rav Moshe writes that the whole case that we're talking about over here, the reason why there's no Baal HaGolah is because what was the Baal trying to do? He was trying to make sure that the animal wouldn't get gnizzed, wouldn't get hurt. All the cases are to make sure the animal doesn't get hurt. The case in the Gemara is to make sure that the load is put on properly, that the donkeys wouldn't suffer. So that's something that has nothing to do with the chiyuvei shmir. Why? Because if you do it wrong, if you put the load on wrong, or you mount the animal in a way that you hurt the animal and you're mazik the animal, he says that's mazik. That's not mitzad chiyuvei shmir that you be chayv if you do these types of things. That's mitzad. Anyone would be chayv, even if you're not a shemer, you'd be chayv to make sure that this type of thing wouldn't happen to the animal. That's where Moshe Tainus. So maybe if the Baalim make sure that you don't do that, that has nothing to do with being mishtatif in the shmir with the animal. Mishtatif the shmir of the animal. It's nothing to do with being mishtatif the shmir, because this has nothing to do with the chiyuvei shmir. The fact that you're preventing the animal from getting genizik. That anyone would be mechuyev to make sure that the animal is getting genizik. And when the Baal stands there to make sure you don't damage his stuff, that's what it means. The Gemara, when it says that it's not considered Baal of Imai, but he says even if you're watching it for yourself, since you are memela lightning and being megareya zayin from the shmira that the shemer is mechuyev to watch the chayfetz, says that's going to be Baal of Imai, even if you have kavana for yourself. Saying to lumdis this kavana for yourself. It's not stam, I'm doing it for myself. It's pshat that it has to, the word is that you're doing something for yourself. It's hadash to tumba to shmir bichlam. It's hadash to tumba to gnei, that you're going to hurt things like I said before. You make sure the animal doesn't get hurt. You make sure you don't ruin the car. You make sure that you don't overload the thing. Those are chiyuvim mitzan mazik. So since chiyuvim mitzan mazik, you're not taking away from his shmir. That's not called imay b'malachtik. That's not called imay. Because you're not doing anything to be garea from his
field. You're putting it, you're going in a way, it was heavy traffic, you want to drive the car in this heavy traffic area, so he shouldn't get hit. So that would be a mice of shmir in a way. That's just a,
I don't know. If you make sure that it's not going to get damaged, so then the pshat is that something anyone has to do. It's nothing to do with the shmir. That's what he says. So his mela, he said, when you have the Baalim together with him and he's watching it together with the Baal HaGolah, so even though he's doing it for his own purposes, you're going to be considered Baal HaVimai, since the Baal HaGolah doesn't have to watch it during that time when you're also being mishtatev in the shmira. So it's not seen as chidush, because the mashmois of the Gemara is, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for the shayna? That's the mashmois of the Gemara. He's saying it's a much deeper lamdas. The lamdas is, are you doing mitzad, are you patering it from a chiyuvei shmira, or are you not patering it from a chiyuvei shmira and you're just saving it from something that has nothing to do with chiyuvei shmira? That's what Moshe says. Now, this is not like there's a tshuva from the Tashmitz that's mashmah not like this. Tashmitz talks about a case where someone gave in some a silver becher to a tzarif in order to be misaken. The guy says, the guy told him, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have it ready for a little while because, first of all, I'm overloaded with work. And also, my assistant is taking off this week. So the guy that gave in this becher says, you know what? I know a little bit. I know a little bit about this malacha. He says, I'll help you out. I'll help you out. I'll do some of the malacha with you. So Maisa, there was a the later on there was a pshia in the becher. Shaila is, if you go ahead and you're misayaya to help to help the guy work with your own thing, is that considered, what's halacha? Is that called shmirah bialim or not? Is that called shmirah bialim? That's the shaila. In other words, you would say, since I'm doing it for myself, I'm doing it for myself to make it go quicker and over the whole thing. In Gepshuta, you would say that it's not by Levima. Because I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for myself. Right? That's how you'd go Gepshuta. That's how what the Tashmit says. Tashmit says, if I am Misayaya, a Uman, in order that the thing should go quicker, like people do that a lot. You know, you have a guy, you have a mechanic, you have different things, and if you're able to do it, you can do something in order to make sure that your chafetz gets out quicker, so you'll do it. It's going to be shmir of bialim. No, people will tell you, you're doing it for yourself. But Rav Moshe would hold that's called bialim imay. Because the maaser, that's called imay b'malachtai. The whole tour, according to Rav Moshe, of doing it for yourself is only when you're trying to save it from something that's chutzpah to ton with the chiyuvei shmir. It's a chiyuv when you're saving it from getting mazik. But if you're doing it, if you're helping him in something that is lightening his load, that he's mechuyev, lightening his shiba, that he's mechuyev to do mitzvah, the din is shmira, so it's going to be called by levima. So I think in this case, Rav Moshe would hold that if you go ahead and help an uman out in order to get your thing back quicker or whatever it is, you're going to be the uman is going to be potter inside the din of bialim. That's why I think the halacha would be. There's another halacha over here. But there's another halacha that we're going to talk about. That is where the shayel asks the mashal to do something. But the thing that he asks him to do is the te'elith the mashal. Let's say he asks him, says, please come help me out with something. Happens to be the thing is the te'elith the mashal. Like he says, oh, I don't know how this gear works. Could you show me how this gear works? So if he doesn't know how the gear works, then he's going to break the machine. But Lamaisa, he was mevakish from the mashal to do it. The mashal mitzvah atzmai would never have shown him exactly how the thing works because he was being seidel zayin that he would know how to do it. But Lamaisa, the shayel called him over and asked him to do something, and the thing happens to be l'teyel of the mashal. So what's halacha there? So there's a the Beis Yitzchok says that since Lamaisa is l'teyel of the mashal. This l'teyel is ha-mashal, I'm sorry. So the halacha is going to be, it's going to be still by levim, like any other case, that's going to be teyel is ha-mashal. Whenever it's teyel is ha-mashal, there's halacha by levim. Masha'inkein, Rebloy in Pesachei Choshen says, L'maisa says, I'm the one that's asking you to go ahead and do it. So the teyel is atzmi of the shoyel, is an ikar sibo over here, because I don't know how to work it without your help. Even though Lamai said that Agav, it's also for me that you shouldn't be mazikin, but since I'm the one that initiated the request, so we type up the request as something that the shoyal wants, and then it would be considered imu b'malachta. It's also interesting enough like this, if the shoyal asks for something that's l'te'el t'achefet, and t'el t'amashu what halacha is, we sit so cold that there it's also considered t'el t'amashu, and t'el t'amashu is not considered by levimai. Middle shayel shemer would be chayv with whatever happens to the chayfetz. On the other hand, if you hold the pesachayshin that once bakoshes hashayel, it's always going to be the halacha. It's always going to be considered by levimai. That's the because of artists. If he didn't initiate it, so the pshat is I'm asking. Even though the maisa, it's also right. You assume he knows how to do it. So, but you can't. No, but the part is, it's not going to work without a nun, right? So the question is, if he goes himself, so the pshat is, I want to make sure you know how to do it, so you shouldn't damage my chayfas. When he asks, he's saying, I want to know how to work this thing. or even if I want to make sure, if the Vard is, I want to make sure I'm not mazik the thing. But with my son, the fact that I'm not, I know now I'm not to be mazik is l'tayel as atzmi. So I shouldn't be chayiv to pay. You hear? Once it's bakashas hashoyel, so Rabbi wants to say that.
Sometimes the shoyel is more nervous person. Sometimes the mazik is more nervous person.
Those are. But so good. I could.
Says that one's more worried than the other.
I don't know. No, but all I'm trying to say is if the that's what Rabbi says. If the bakasha comes inside the shoyel, then that's a hachra that is this mazik is l'tayel as the shoyel. If it comes mitzad the mashil, then it's not l'tayel as hashoyel.
The mashil is a way of answering the request.
Even if the vard is,
you know, if I would have known that you didn't know, I would have sure I would have offered you advice in the first place. So which means that it just didn't even think. He did not drive
that car.
He did not drive that car. Even though we rent it out without you being a driver.
Yeah.
So such a case, then even though he initiated, but it's. The fact that the marshal said he speaks out, I definitely would have given you advice. Maybe then it comes the marshal.
Here. Yeah, I said it's debatable. It's just a muchach. That's all. The whole thing is the sister wants to be mechadish that if the in this case not called by Levima, it's not borrowed the svar. That's all. I'm not telling you you can hear that there's a muchach that the shayel asks to find out exactly how to use the thing that you're going to be chai. That's what it says. That's not mufka b'chol to hear as that's
right.
Nachon? It's mufka?
That's the issue for every soul that wants to get out of stuff. Can you help me a little bit here?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. But could be nasty because the Bible has no idea what happened over here, and you're going to end up if anything happens you're going to say kotov goodbye, and the guy's going to say, what in the world's going on over here? You say, well, didn't you help me out with something right before? You know, so you brought a bag of groceries in for me when I borrowed it from you. But
voila. What was it supposed to be? You just showed me how to turn on the solar, how to work itself.
So it depends, right? It's quench of blood, that's enough. He's there, it's going to come out. Right.
Where's the iron off button? Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is, right.
It's the
button. As long as it happened, the chance to shayla before the shayla. And if it happened after the shayla, then it's not such a good aid. Not such a good ace of that type of thing. So Baal Vima is a zach, but it's something that happens, but it's not hashchich. It is. But yeah, if the guy is smart, that's what Rava says, right? That's what Rava says. If you want to get a p'tur by Levim, I say a shkai in my, you're puffed. If you be careful, if the mashal is be careful, I'll say that first. Let here take the chayfas, let me bring you a drink of water, as I say. And that's the mahalach. It's kinyan read that there was.
What
does
that do?
Sicha?
What does that do? I give
him
more.
He's working for you. It's your favor.
So you know, means the rental car comes from that water fountain.
But the
fees
didn't come out with water. You don't even have to get water. You just have to get. Show me the same environment. Just like how is it so easy to get the guy to help you for 2 seconds?
Right.
Get a water, no, it pays you.
Right. But yeah, that's what I mean. If before you borrowed it, where the shots of shale you ask me here, just show me this, show me that, take this. Yeah, but I'm not sure, right? You're going to say that that's l'tayel. That's l'tayel hashayel, no? You don't think so? Even according to the system. The guy's showing him where they shouldn't be mazik. Let's say these things. What if he doesn't know how to use it, so he wouldn't be mazik. He just won't know how to use it. He just won't go on. That's the tail says. So what's the mashal care if he uses it or doesn't use it? Most of the time, right, it's not going to be like you're saying. Most of the time, when you want to see exactly how it works, not so that you shouldn't be mazik it. No, like these guys that sometimes they want to drive a shift, you know, car. What do they call them?
Stick shift.
Stick shift.
Manual.
Manual. Right. So there, if you don't know how to use it, you can break the transmission. Correct. Yeah. So there, I hear. But if you want to know where the safety button on a saw is, you know, so if you don't know where the safety button is, nothing's going to happen to the thing. It's just that.
That's where the emergency brake. If you try to
turn
it on,
that's
back brake,
you
know?
Where's the emergency brake? It won't break. What, if you drive with the emergency brake? They say that it does. They say it's mounted the emergency brake, right? Well, they say if you drive with the emergency brake, you can drive, but what happens?
You hear like a noise, I hear it a lot.
And?
It drives, but something's wrong.
You try, it's no problem.
You feel like something's wrong.
You feel something holding it back. I hear. Okay, I've declared all these cases.
What about
all
of these?
See, that's why I was clearing it up. When the guy drives a car to the parking lot to bring it to you. So what's that? That's in order to help you out? That's for you or it's for him? But it's also so hard to get it out. So that could be for Zechalim. So it could be that's not called by Levima. You're right, there Agav is helping you out. But Lamaisa, the main reason why he has to drive it out is because he doesn't trust you to go into the parking lot and pull it out. Bishol. So then, if that's the case, so then doing that alone is not by Levima. Mashenkin, if after he parks it, he says, oh, here, I see you have suitcases, let me put the suitcases in the trunk for you, then that would be by Levima.
It's also telling how many cars are in the parking lot. So we have
right here. Yeah, maybe. All right, fine. So we'll hold it here. Bez Hashem, we'll be mamshach. Okay.
Yeah, but.